We're up all night to get some.
We're up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night to get some.
We're up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night to get some.
All night to get lucky.
We're up to get lucky.
To get lucky.
Some lucky.
So lucky.
We should start a band.
We're up all night to get lunch.
We wear like helmets, and one of you can be a black guy.
Sweet.
We're up all night.
Am I allowed to wear blackface? Is that racist?
To get...
No, we'll turn the color balance on the camera down so you look darker.
Sweet. That works.
Let's do this.
Let's not make it weird.
Do you got shoe polish?
No. Don't ask about my private life, Chester. Okay? Try
to get this professional. We all know you keep shoe polish around.
That's for me. It's private for the weekends.
Charles isn't even a real person. It's just Ryan in blackface.
God, man.
Like on the weekend, I just put shoe polish all over my face and I run around the house doing black guy stuff, listening to Dub C, eating chicken.
Kind of black is that the kind of black guy stuff you do?
Yeah. I listen to Dub C and I eat chicken. I mean, I like Dub C and I like chicken, so... Works out pretty well.
What do you eat when you're white? Pork chops?
Pork chops, mac and cheese.
Chorizo? Do you have any chorizo today?
Bacon-wrapped various items. That's...
Bacon-wrapped sausages?
Yeah, I had chorizo several times, but you already knew that, didn't you, Chester? Didn't you?
Didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I knew.
All right, I'm starting to stream. 67. Is it me?
Do you think that's... Do you think that's what R. Kelly said?
What?
I'm starting the stream.
Boy, I breathed right into the microphone. Welcome to You Guys Are No Fun, episode 67. I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
And I'm Lorenzo.
Do you want to finish what you're doing there, or
well, I was looking
send
up,
that text message?
I was looking up stuff.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt you.
No.
What, do you merge your dragons over there like some kind of asshole?
Yeah, no, what the fuck, man?
I was reading...
Show some respect.
I was reading the article about dumbass R. Kelly.
Oh, well, go ahead and finish that. I'll drink this beer, and we'll just wait for the sun to end.
Okay, cool. Sweet. Let's do that. Yeah. Okay, done.
No, fuck that.
Speed reader.
Is the episode shared to the public?
Yeah.
It's not coming up as streaming.
Well, you know, you're an idiot.
Never mind.
Did you find it?
Yeah. He refreshed.
You're so smart.
Creme freshed.
When do we want to announce the winner of this contest? Fuck that. You know what? If I'm going to make people wait.
Yeah. Announce it later.
Way later. Okay. Like, way later.
Like, next week later?
Yeah, well, like, so late that I'll probably just forget about it. Like, four beers later.
Okay, sweet.
And then I'll do it at like 11:58, like while I'll wake up out of bed like in a cold sweat. Because I don't break the rules, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't want to get sued by the FCC or whoever sues you, the lottery commission.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. The Indian tribes.
Yep.
Not sure who handles gambling in this state.
EA.
Yeah.
It's
usually who does it.
Stay tuned next week. We're giving out loot boxes.
To what?
Huh?
To what? Loot boxes to what?
It's hats for Fortnite.
Sweet.
It's called You Guys Are No Box.
You Guys Are No Box.
Your Box Is No Fun.
There we go.
There you go.
We should do it. Yeah. We'll just send out things like used shoelaces and...
There you go.
Just garbage you're going to throw away. Like a button to something you don't have anymore.
Do you have your old work boots?
Yeah. Oh, they're bad, too.
We'll
they're real
those.
Bad.
We'll
yeah,
send
we
those.
Got stickers and business cards.
But like casual coward
casual
stickers.
Cowards business cards.
I like this idea. All right.
Your Box Is No Fun coming in 2020. Stay tuned.
I got to turn this fucking music up. It was very loud. Let's start with you, Chester. How you been?
I've been all right.
What'd you do this morning?
This morning I had some oral surgery.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You love oral in the morning.
Yeah. Good stuff.
What'd they do to your mouth?
Do to his mouth?
Shot me full of liquids. Shot my mouth full of liquids.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, I'm not sure. I was asleep. They wouldn't let me watch the video.
I didn't go down. It's just a little local anesthetic.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they pulled out a dirty old tooth.
Did they pull out?
Uh-huh. Pulled out. And then tied up the hole.
Okay.
And then put in the groundwork for an implant. I'm getting implants.
You're getting, okay. Mm-hmm. Are you going to get something cool on them, like Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Skittles.
You're going to get Skittles in your mouth?
I mean, they're in the back, so you won't be able to see them.
You could,
Are they doing, like, that screw type
But right
one?
Now, I mean...
Get vampire teeth back
there.
Did I tell
you guys that I named my last tooth back there?
What's his name?
It's Robert.
Oh, I thought it'd be Lasty.
It's Robert Mueller.
Robert Mueller? Do you call it Black Rob?
When I had my tail removed, I named it Robert. That's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, because there was a guy at work named Robert that I hated and I wanted to get rid of.
You wanted him removed.
So I wanted him removed.
So they, coincidentally, they left at the same time.
Yeah, well, around the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was that thing on my ass was like a fucking voodoo mole.
Doll? Voodoo doll?
Yeah.
Voodoo mole?
Voodoo mole.
So was it just a mole?
It was a skin tag, yeah. This motherfucker was like 2 inches long. That's why I called it a tail.
So like the tail that you had on your head.
No, yeah, like that, but like seriously 2 inches long. It was awesome. It was like as big around as a pencil.
When you got
like
drunk,
2 inches long.
When you got drunk, did you pull it out?
It's disgusting.
For all the ladies to see?
Just wag it? No, but that's a good idea.
When you were happy?
What is that noise? Oh, Ryan's happy.
He is wiggling under your shirt.
Wouldn't you like to know? No. Go to the doctor. What else going on in your life, Chester?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, just merging dragons? Just
merging dragons.
Why is that so interesting? It looks like a game you don't even have to play.
I mean,
like you just start it and you set it off to the side.
So I mean, I still have to like merge things.
Merge the dragons.
I'll let the dragons harvest some stuff, and then I'll merge that stuff, and then I'll let them merge. They'll harvest some more stuff.
Well, that sounds real boring.
It's so exciting.
Do you just leave it running all day at work?
No, just when they have these weekend events. Yes.
Oh, okay.
There's an event that we didn't know.
Yeah, it's a 72-hour event.
I feel bad for judging you.
There's a window that I have to get all this shit. I have to harvest a bunch of stuff and merge it.
Okay. So only on the weekend?
Yeah.
Do you play
there's a big merger going on, right?
There's a big merger. So like Monday through Thursday, you don't play this game or you still do?
I still play it on weekdays.
But like on the weekends, it's like 24.
He's merging
not
real
every
hard.
Weekend.
He's merging real hard.
It's like every other weekend.
Okay.
You got to merge stuff.
I just want to make sure how this all
works. It's like
out.
An emergency.
Lorenzo. Please tell me something else besides that.
It is warm in here. Will you turn that on?
Yes.
Thank you.
No, tell me about your day.
No,
you turn
I'll
it
turn
on.
I'll turn it on. You tell us about your day.
Their week, their whole life. Tell me about your whole life. Okay. Tell me anything that doesn't have to do with merging dragons on your cell phone.
Okay. So when I was first born, I was born with a twin brother.
Did you guys merge?
No.
They unmerged. They demerged.
We separated. We stayed that way.
Separated at birth.
No,
separated
but,
at inception.
I mean, like
inception?
But they were still in the same hospital.
Twin life started at that inception. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice, that breeze. That's nice.
It is
No, what's up, man? What are you playing?
Apex.
Apex Predator?
Yeah, Apex. I played Anthem.
Apex Twin? What is it again?
Apex Legends.
There you go. Mm.
And then I played Anthem for a little bit, my brother and I. Of course, one of the issues is...
Already with the issues.
Yeah. And
can't
it's not
you,
even...
Are
it's...
you never satisfied with anything?
No, and this is like... It's not
pot?
Even...
Kettle.
I was about to say, it's not even that big of an issue. It's just annoying. Like, you know when they have, like, those cutscenes where people are talking with just dialogue? Mm-hmm. Like, don't you just wish sometimes you could just, like, fast forward? Like,
oh, absolutely.
That's usually only on your second playthrough.
Yeah,
it's like,
right?
All right, they've seen this. They can skip it. It's very important to the story.
Yeah, so I don't... okay.
Well, murdering is important. Anthem?
Anthem. And it's just these cutscenes take fucking forever. And I'm just like, dude, I just want to play. It's like 10 minutes of me watching my TV. Like,
that's sandwich time.
Some games, you it's like hidden. You have to like pause the menu, and then you'll see an option to skip the cutscene. Other times, you like have to hold down a button.
I've been trying like the hold down the button thing.
Yeah,
like, smashing my controller.
Sometimes you have to put a fork inside of your PlayStation.
There's Do that. I was gonna say
the outlet.
Unplug it.
That works usually.
Hit the breaker.
Okay.
That'll do it too.
Sweet.
Yeah. How's your dog?
My dog is doing well.
That's good.
Cerberus.
He hurt himself.
He had a little scare.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
He's going up the stairs, and I have like a missing. It doesn't have a back.
A missing.
You know, like apartment stairs that are just.
Yeah, they're just the
stone or whatever.
Yeah, the footing or whatever. His leg slid in between the two,
oh, no.
And it freaked him out. So he was trying to wiggle his arm out. And
how old is Cerb?
It's 12.
He's a big boy too.
He's old and scary.
Yeah.
So it freaked him out. So. He hurt himself. He seems to be walking on it fine, but I'll have to go back if it starts swelling up any more than what it is. So,
sad story, man.
Yeah.
Expect my face to swell up here in the next couple days.
You're going to look so good.
I got these stitches just
flopping. I can't believe you're drinking immediately after dental surgery. I got my wisdom teeth out, and they're like, don't drink for like 8 years.
They didn't tell me not to drink.
Really?
Yeah. They gave me amoxicillin. It's not even an antibiotic. It's a penicillin.
Oh yeah, that's not that's cousin. Nothing. I get that when I get sinus infection.
Jesus Christ, you're gonna get AIDS in your mouth.
I had the surgeon's aid in my mouth today. She was cute.
What was his name?
Todd.
Oh, Todd.
So what you been up to, Ryan?
Merging Dragons.
Oh, you start doing that too?
No, absolutely not. I watched stuff. I watched Tag.
Is it because your iPhone won't run that?
Yeah.
Skin Tag?
No, just, yeah, I watched Skin Tag. It was good. It was funny. Did you watch it?
Uh-uh.
It's funny.
It is pretty, pretty funny.
Oh, that's the one where they play tag.
Yeah, like as adults. Like for their whole life they've been playing.
Yeah.
It's a tag.
Yeah. And the one guy has never been tagged in their whole entire...
Yeah, Hawkeye's never been tagged.
Hot guy?
Hawkeye.
Hot guy.
He's never been skin tagged. No, it was pretty funny. I enjoyed it a lot. I bought a new motorcycle. I don't know if you saw that on your way in.
Oh, I didn't even notice. I thought it was the same one.
How did you not even
notice the humongous red Harley Davidson in the driveway?
I wasn't paying attention.
He's just walking by like, oh.
Yep, that's the same gray motorcycle.
There's a motorcycle there. Got to get inside and merge some dragons.
He
like kicks it as he walks by.
What'd you do with the old one?
I traded it in.
I want a motorcycle. You should have traded it to me.
I was entirely upside down with that thing.
Yeah.
Upside down and backwards. I owe like three times what it was worth.
I would have traded you my Mitsubishi Galant.
Hey, I think it'd be nice, man. Get down the road to wherever it's going to break down.
Get to the end of the driveway and then...
Get to the end of the driveway? That's as far as it's going to get.
Yeah. It'll roll backwards to the end of the driveway. What was that?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what I got going on over here.
I'm a little worried.
That's it's the cam link for the old camera. You know, the one you broke.
We're just going to keep going back to that. Thanks a lot, Chester.
Thanks a lot, Chester.
At least I'm on time every week.
Yeah.
Hey, I was here on time.
Lorenzo.
I was here on time.
Hey, thanks for not showing up super early today. I appreciate that.
Does that not bother you when I do
yes,
that?
Yes, I need me time. I need to unwind when I get
my
off
bad.
Work.
I usually just come back here and leave you alone.
I don't want to come to my house and see humans.
Wait,
I don't even want to see my dog. I just want to come inside and be alone with my thoughts and plot murders.
What
alone.
Time do you guys normally show up?
I come over sometimes at 2.
Oh, okay.
3 is good.
No, 3:30.
Whatever. All right, let's drink these shitty-ass beers.
I had to pay my rent. That's why I showed up late.
Do it on the internet. I can't pay my mortgage on the internet.
No,
Chester.
Okay.
Why not?
It's
because my bank sucks.
So I have a similar issue like you do. If I pay online, they charge me more, like an extra $20, $25 to do it online.
I don't want the Juniper one. God damn it. Fine.
Yeah, that's why you get it. You get it even harder when you bitch about it before it's in your hand.
It's gigantic.
It is gigantic.
I hope it tastes amazing.
We call it Gigantor.
That's a size on.
No one calls it that.
All right. Well, you started.
All right.
Let's do this. What is it?
I have a hot box coffee porter from Oscar Blues. So I'm torn about this one because I love Oscar Blues.
That's one of my favorite.
But movies. I hate coffee and porter and boxes. I hate boxes. The box right there. Look, I got stuff stacked on it because I hate it so much. I didn't want to see it.
You didn't want to see that box?
Yeah, like, fuck this box. Oh, it smells like the next morning, like when you make coffee, and then the next day you pull the thing out with the grounds.
Yep.
The stale, wet coffee grounds.
Yeah, because I drink so much coffee, I'm glad I'm not drinking.
It smells so good.
I drink a lot of coffee.
Do you? Like how much coffee? Like two pots?
No, I drink like a quarter of a gallon a day.
That's actually not too bad.
Really?
Yeah, surprisingly not bad. Well, here's the thing. Have you seen how much coffee I've been drinking lately?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'm building up a tolerance. A lot of coffee. Like all day I'm drinking coffee.
Is it because you're not doing your energy drinks as
yeah,
much?
Yeah, I'm not drinking several hundred monsters every day.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, man, that ain't bad. It's not as bitter as a lot of coffee beers.
It's good.
Yeah. Roasty.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Nope. Still tastes like coffee.
It sure does.
Yeah, but I like coffee, so.
I do not. There's not a whole lot of like chocolate in there.
There's not. I don't think there's supposed to be. It's just coffee porter. It's not chocolate coffee porter.
Oh, I thought it was good.
Stop being a bitch.
I was just saying. Just saying.
Just what do you got over there?
We got the from Left Hand Brewing.
That's going to win. That's 100% going to win.
Yeah, that's it.
I can't even say the name. Is that French for juniper?
Guinevere?
Guinevere?
Doesn't it just say Guinevere?
No. Guinevere.
Google it.
Does that say Guinevere?
It looks like Guinevere.
Genevois?
There's no
Genevois?
W.
Genevois. I don't know. Let's just call it Genevois.
Genevois?
If any of our fans out there know how to say it, call Ryan right now.
This is a Saison Ale brewed
602
with juniper berries.
390-5.
It'll be in the,
And that's his work number, too, so you could call him anytime.
You only flubbed one number. 10 attempts, and they're going to get you. They're going to get you.
I only did one what?
10 attempts. You gave every number except one.
No, he didn't.
All right.
I wasn't really listening.
Oh.
Dry and crisp farmhouse style ale.
I know. I've
mild tartness with Colorado juniper berries.
So 20 attempts. No, that's way more. That's like 100 attempts.
Yeah, I know. Right?
I'm not excited about this.
I love junipers. It's going to taste like, oh, shit.
I fucking hate junipers.
Someone was calling me already. I hate like they figured it out already. You fucking psychos.
That'd be amazing.
Hey, did I win that video game?
I hate Saisons and I hate juniper.
Yeah, man, I hate juniper too. It tastes like trees because it's literally a tree.
I hate gin. Gin is the worst.
Yeah, it really is. It tastes like Pine Sol.
Oh, man, I'm excited.
Does it smell like Pine Sol?
I am excited for this.
It tastes like Pine Sol.
Yeah? That's exciting.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, it doesn't smell very good.
I'm the one who bought that garbage, too. God, that is disgusting.
Oh.
And it doesn't go away. I feel like I licked a bathroom floor.
Dude, it doesn't go. That is just lingering. Oh, man.
Woo.
It's like. It's just like bad, like
you know, like those disinfectant wipes, those Clorox disinfectant wipes.
Yeah,
like you took one of those little things out and just
it's like you just wrung them out into a pail and you're drinking out of the pail
afterwrards. Like whatever you clean up,
Jesus,
and then you
fucking
wrung it
Christ,
out into the pail.
Terrible.
Yeah,
it's weird.
I can still taste it.
It's kind of weird. It's a weird flavor. I can't put my finger on it. It's gross though.
It's yucky.
It's definitely gross.
I would describe it as yucky.
I would describe it as yucky.
Up all night to drink yucky.
All right. So the one that I have here is from 21st Amendment Brewing. It's
These are all good breweries, by the way. I just want you guys to know that.
Yeah.
Fireside Chat with spices added.
I love. Oh God! Oh, no, that's going to be the worst.
Seasonal
I take that
ale
back.
With spices added.
That's
like leftover from Christmas. That ought to be good.
That's been in there a while.
Yeah, winter spiced ale.
It's got a great picture of FDR on it.
And he's laughing.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's laughing because he knows it's going to make you suffer.
Hurry up and drink. I'm tired.
You're tired of what?
Waiting.
Oh.
You need a nap?
Oh, this smells gross.
Drink some coffee.
I'm crashing. Crashing real hard. Man, you took a big old chug there, huh?
Wow. You can just taste the spices.
Oh, this smells way worse than that.
Yeah, it does. It's like
I'll trade you.
It's like the potpourri thing all over again. This oh, is God. Exactly
Don't
what it is.
Stop putting spices in your beer, people. This is ridiculous.
Who likes this shit? I mean, it sells every season.
Oh, God.
No, this is way worse. This is way worse.
Oh. Is there anything good written on it?
No, I tried to look.
7.9%.
It's like drinking the stuff from the inside of a plug-in.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, seriously, like, it's, yeah.
That's powerful.
It's plug-in, plug-in. It's powerful garbage. I mean, that's not good.
There's an elf sitting in the other chair.
An elf on the shelf?
As you can see his little legs there.
It's just fucking
oh,
drink
nice.
It. I can't see that far. I can't see that far.
Ryan, look at
just
it.
Just drink it. Just drink it. Stop delaying the inevitable.
I don't want to drink it.
You only have to take one drink out of it. I have to drink the rest of it.
Yeah, that's...
That's way worse. I hate that the
I
worst.
Think I hate mine more. I hate mine more, but that's bad.
I hate that one. What about you, Lorenzo?
I hate this one more. The only difference is that has a very lingering taste to
and
it.
And there's like 8 times more of it. I have to drink all of this shit.
Oh, I'm
there's
sorry.
There's 4 more ounces.
That is more than 4.
What?
No.
12, 16. Do that's, math.
That's a teen. There's a teen on the end of this.
12.
On the end of what?
Oh, you know.
You know.
But I think this one is worse
yeah,
than that one.
I think I win.
Yeah, this is bad.
Because I drank the one that you bought. So we'll just say that one's, that's when you won. You
no, won. It's whoever, like, it's just awful.
All right.
How come they never come out with, like, a good seasonal beer? All of them are terrible. I don't think I've had
because
one
because there's
good
no good seasons.
Have you had one good seasonal beer?
No.
Maybe. No.
It's not a thing.
Last time I was there, the seasonal section was full of IPAs.
Right.
Ooh. So maybe springtime is the best time for seasonal beers.
Yeah, because I mean, we haven't been there in a while, but hopefully they have something good. Mm-hmm. I just want to try something new that's worth trying.
Right.
And not this.
All right. Let's talk about nerd shit.
All right. Where do we start?
Let's not start
Fortnite.
With,
that's not, right. That's Fortnite.
Not, let's not start with nerd shit. Let's go back to this teen thing and talk about R. Kelly really quick. Let's get that out. Let's get the elephant out of the room.
Okay.
Because we were shitting on R. Kelly for weeks, and it's been fantastic.
And
I mean, he's been shitting on little girls for a while.
It's so. Been fantastic.
Right.
So, I mean, his material has given us material.
And some of the pictures that are coming out of it
hot
is
shit.
Amazing.
The pictures. Oh, yeah.
People's editing.
Yeah, it's been great.
Oh, that picture was pretty funny.
Yeah, I thought so, too. What was the one that I sent you today? Oh, it's Superman. Superman. And
I didn't see that.
He's got his cape, and he's like over Lois Lane, and there's some yellow liquid pouring over the top. And it's like Superman protecting Lois from R. Kelly.
Well,
she's too old.
That's true. She's a career-driven woman.
That's right.
Not an impressionable teenager.
I know. So apparently, this lady, Valencia Love, brought it upon herself.
Valencia.
To bail out R. Kelly. Can you believe that shit?
She wait, no.
She posted the bail.
How did she bail him out? Where'd she get the money from?
Food stamps?
No.
No, she got, what was it, wrongful?
It was the money from her her daughter's wrongful death lawsuit.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yep.
Could use of that when your child died so you could bail a child molester out of jail.
And in the article, it says that she felt like with him being in prison, that it would be against him. So with her being able to get him out, that he has a better chance of winning this court case.
No.
By being free?
By being free, right.
There's literally videotapes of him peeing on girls.
He has a better chance of fleeing the country as well.
That is correct.
Pretty much.
With Valencia.
Go down to Mexico or Thailand.
Yeah, until they get to Colombia or whatever. And probably Cambodia. You can like buy a child there.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I've looked into it. It's expensive, but...
What are you going to buy a child for? Clean your house?
Labor, yeah. Not for, like, pee or anything. I just need someone pulling weeds out back. You saw that shit. Those weeds are taller than a child.
Get out there.
You can teach it to ride that dog of yours, too.
With like a scythe and just, just ride the dog around. That's a great idea. I got to get to Cambodia.
Child-sized plows.
Yeah. Play one of those things like oxen pool.
Yeah.
Man, plow. You have an amazing
it's
backyard.
Called a plow.
Yeah. I could, I thought I had a different name. I don't know why. You know, they probably like a rice paddy or something.
Wow.
Don't
want
to drink this. I don't even like rice. I'm not going to Cambodia anymore.
Pass.
Pass. Hard pass.
I still don't understand where, like, why would you even do this? If there's so much evidence against this guy, why would it be worth even
Because
posting?
Some people believe in justice. Some people believe that you are innocent until proven guilty. Some people can't look at facts and make their own determination. I believe R. Kelly is guilty because there's overwhelming evidence from what I've been presented. I mean, there's a video.
The video you watched.
That watched, yeah.
How many, what's it get on Rotten Tomatoes? What score are you giving it on Rotten Tomatoes?
What score would I give it?
Yeah.
I give it a 7 out of 10. Production value is pretty low.
Okay.
But the sex scenes are good.
And the quality of him peeing on her.
Yeah.
High quality.
The CGI on that looked really good.
It's good special effects. Practical effects.
Yeah, practical. They pumped his penis full of water. It's like a pee on command.
That's how they do it.
That's my favorite story, is that she talked about her 14-year-old body parts. Not that she was 14, but she had 14-year-old body parts. And then it's like, and then he peed on her.
Yeah, like,
like after this, like, and that's just like the last thing on there. And then he peed on her.
How bad would you feel if you were in that room watching that video? Like, I would just want to punch that guy.
I'd be like, can everyone leave so I can watch the video?
Watch the video.
I need to analyze it. You're on your way out. Don't come back in here for 25 minutes.
25.
I need 20 to watch it, and I need 5 to clean up.
20 to 25 minutes. Got to rush that cleanup.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, I need three
minutes.
What
happened here? It was a dramatic reenactment.
3 minutes to watch it, and then 22 minutes for a quick nap.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect. What are you doing in here? Napping. Leave me alone.
Get out of here. No, you leave that video on. Sleeping with it in the background.
I sleep to that.
Yeah.
Fall asleep to that.
Some people
night.
Fall asleep to Futurama. I fall asleep to R. Kelly peeing on teenage girls.
There you go. Good for you, Ryan. Got to change it up. Is it the watering sound? Is that the watering effect?
Yeah. Yeah. It helps me pee the bed every night. Nice. All right, now you want to talk about nerd shit? Because that's funny. That fucking lady. Jesus fucking Christ.
I just don't understand. I don't get it.
What do you got over there, Chester?
Good for you, I guess.
Besides the eight.
Just, I have all kinds of TV show news, and most of it's just like, why?
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
I love why stuff.
Why? There's a shit ton of news coming out of Disney Plus sector.
Disney,
one thing.
Disney what?
Disney Plus.
Okay.
Oh, is that what that's the new thing?
Yeah,
their streaming
real quick
service.
Question for that. Yeah. Are they going to bring anything rated R to it?
Probably not.
Isn't The Punisher going over there?
I don't think so.
No, I think the ones that they've already produced will stay on Netflix, and they can produce a whole new series if they want, but they'd probably tone it down. Yeah. Like they did like Once Upon a Deadpool or whatever. They released like a dumbed down version of Deadpool.
Yeah.
They'd probably do that with the shows. Mm. There's no way they could do any kind of Punisher that would look good.
Netflix just keep John Bernthal and come out with another series based off the Punisher but call it something else. Like
the Convictor.
The Convictor?
Right?
Watch that. They could remake The Renegade, but with John Bernthal instead of Lorenzo Lamas.
Well, there you go.
I'd watch that.
And based off of The Punisher. Yeah. Just rename all the
He's
characters.
He's still wearing a skull shirt.
Yeah.
And he goes and tracks him down. He's like, you're mine now. We're going to jail. Yes. I'm for it.
Going I'm all for it.
That's going to be the Disney one. It's like, we're going to jail. You're punished. Get ready. For the court of law.
You've been punished. Or you will be after a jury of your peers convince you.
And then he does like the Disney after school special like in the 90s where they cross their arms and they're like trying to look all cool.
Now we know. Knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Punisher.
This sounds amazing. I would watch it.
G.I. Castle? I like that. Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Yeah, there's no way they can do that, the show. I mean, they might be able to do...
Fred Castle is the Convictor.
Did you say Fred? Oh, Fred Castle? That's the Convictor?
Fred Fortress.
Fred Fortress? The Convictor. Coming this fall to Netflix.
No, to Disney Plus, bro.
No. The Netflix is doing the Convictor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they can't use the Punisher IP anymore. Okay. So you're coming out with a new series.
But they can still pay John Bernthal to get beat up.
Oh, man.
Right? And then Puzzle Face will be there. And...
Puzzle Face?
Who else?
I can't even. I can't even. Stuntman?
Stuntman. Yeah. Blind Stuntman?
That'll be the other show. Stuntman. The man who's not afraid of anything.
He's deaf, though.
He's deaf.
Jennifer Johnson.
What would be her power?
She's deaf. She's deaf. She's... Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Froggy Wilson.
There
I like
you go.
Froggy Wilson.
Froggy?
Yeah, Froggy.
And what? Instead of Luke Cage, who do we have?
Oh. Racial stereotype from the 70s? I don't know.
Buck Container.
Buck Container. Lou Prison.
Lou Prison. That's better.
Or Cell. I like Cell. Lou Cell.
Lou Cell?
Lou Cell.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
And Iron Fist?
Yeah, you can still be Iron Fist. I don't think Disney's going to take that one.
Disney's, yeah, you guys can keep
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we know where you're good.
Keep that one.
Yeah, there's no coming back from that. Just whatever you want to do, just keep just that one.
Aluminum Foot.
Steel hands. Okay, fuck that.
You good? You all right?
Yeah, I know that the whole deaf thing is. What's her power? She's deaf. That's her only power. It's all she can do.
Marley Matlin. She could be the villain. She's also deaf.
Yeah. Just, how very progressive of Netflix. What the fuck are we talking about? The Punisher got canceled or Jessica Jones finally got canceled?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So yeah, all of the Marvel shows are canceled on Netflix. They say, I don't know. I don't know if they're bringing any of them over to Disney+.
I can't.
Isn't Marvel getting its own separate streaming service as well?
I don't know.
Or is it just all part of Marvel
Plus? I think it's part of Marvel and Disney. I think
well,
because
I know like the movies and stuff are going to be on Disney Plus and like the shows and stuff.
And they're coming out with another show like the Loki one and the Scarlet Witch.
Isn't something else? Something was going to be on there and I can't remember what it was. Thanks for ruining it. Oh, those Avengers cartoons that were on Netflix. I don't think they're on there. Are they still on there? Avengers Assemble and Earth's Mightiest Heroes and all that shit. I think they're taking all that stuff over there too.
Oh, really? Now, what about like the Runaways and stuff like that? That's on Hulu.
No one wants that.
Or do you think they're just going to leave it there?
Just leave it there with
Disney
Iron Fist.
Owns part of Hulu.
So why are do you?
Oh,
think,
that's right.
Do you think they're going to take like Punisher and move it over
to Hulu?
Yeah,
they can't. Well, they could. Yeah, they the property. Could. They couldn't take that portion of the show
because they've always owned part of Hulu. Why would they have partnered with Netflix in the first place?
Because Netflix just has such a bigger.
They got that clout.
They got
that pool
clout.
Yeah,
and they also, I don't think Hulu's original shows have the rated R stuff, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Handmaid's Tale is brutal as fuck.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Future Man? Like when
Future
they have,
Man, yeah.
When he's
come
fighting
on.
With his dicks hanging out?
His humongous fucking dick?
I don't remember that part.
You don't remember that? Oh, my.
I haven't finished the series.
Oh.
It's in the first season?
It's in the first season where him and Wolf's dicks get swapped.
No, I have not seen that.
He flung his fucking dick down to his knee. The second one where there's a pile of fucking dead Joshes everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just fucking, he was putting his hand on dicks. Anyways, it's a good show. Future Man, you should watch that. If you're not watching it right now, go ahead and watch right now.
So well, Marvel made a statement that said, on behalf of everyone at Marvel Television, we couldn't be more proud or more grateful to our audience. Our network partner may have decided they no longer want to continue telling the tales of these great characters.
Oh, so they're blaming Netflix?
I don't know if they're blaming Netflix or if they're blaming Disney. It doesn't say which network partner they're talking about.
I think it's Netflix. The network it was being broadcast on would be...
Maybe. But so yeah, it does sound like
they're
blaming
Netflix.
Which I, there's no fucking way.
There's no fucking way.
That deal.
I mean, seriously, like, I watched Punisher and I'm done with Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't be the only one. They're like, well, now there's nothing interesting on anymore.
Yeah.
Punisher is the best. Umbrella Academy is pretty good, man.
I do need to watch that.
I'm not going to lie. It's pretty good.
Maybe I'll re-sign up when the next season of Big Mouth comes out.
Okay.
Oh, watch it then.
This says there have been
did
reports.
Did you watch the Valentine thing? Or no?
There have been reports that a clause in the original Marvel Netflix deal prohibits Marvel from including the characters in new TV series or films for 2 years after cancellation. So it may be in 2 years.
Yeah, but they could start production right now. Sure. They just can't broadcast
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Which it takes a year or whatever to get a show
usually.
In the fucking tank anyways, and then they can put all that CGI in there. Ton of CGI. Yeah. Just like get rid of the actors and just replace them with CGI.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And just throw fake blood out there.
Yeah.
But they can't.
Like
they
R.
Just
Kelly's
can't,
pee.
Yeah, pretty much.
They can't use the characters, but we just came up with some great alternatives.
If they steal that, I'm fucking suing. Trademark 2019. You guys are no fun. Steel Hands. And Jennifer Johnson, the blind lady.
Deaf.
deaf lady. And the deaf lawyer that fights.
Now, she's deaf.
Criminals.
She couldn't communicate with Steel Hands. Because he can't sign with his steel hands, can he?
They could still. Why couldn't they communicate?
His hands are made of steel.
He could still move them.
Can he? When, I don't know. Is this the. What's the premise of Steel Hands?
It's not steel like S T E E L. It's like S T I H L. He's got chainsaw hands.
He can't sign with those.
You can't. Wah! And she's just, I don't know what you do with chainsaw hands. I like this. That's like Evil Dead 3.
It's good stuff.
That'd
There's
be amazing.
Stuff writes itself.
Chainsaw hands out there?
Yeah, double chainsaw hands.
The Convictor. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, man.
Prepare to get convicted after a jury of your peers reviews the material and makes a decision.
He seriously, he just sits in the courtroom in the back the whole time. 22 minutes, John Bernthal sitting in the back of a room.
Just looking like...
Just real intense.
Like, really?
Tending to his bloody wounds. Like, they don't explain how he got him, but there's fresh wounds every day. Like, every time he's in court the next day and there's a fresh wound from something, he's just like... How does he, like, no, they'll never explain it, ever. Just let your imagination run wild. I like this show. It makes me think. Oh, shit. Oh, Lorenzo, what do you got? Please, get us off of this. This is ridiculous.
So, the only other thing that I have is Mortal Kombat just revealed Johnny Cage. And... The finisher that he has is hilarious.
There was a lot of really cool shit on there that looked really good.
Yeah, it looked really good.
The stunt double was like the original Johnny Cage.
Right. But yeah. I think the finisher was one of the coolest things that I've seen like Mortal Kombat put out in quite a while.
It's very, he like breaks the fourth wall. Did you watch it, Chester?
Nope.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I told you to watch it.
Watch what?
Johnny Cage reveal.
No.
Yeah, so.
I don't give a shit about Mortal Kombat.
No, it's just...
I don't either. I just like to watch it.
It was
I like to
funny.
Watch the violence. I don't like to play it. It's boring.
Yeah, so you know, like, the they have their fatalities and what have you. Mm-hmm. So he does, like, his signature uppercut, and the guy's head kind of, like, flops back. And they pull out, like, little
you're
cut
like,
things.
Cut!
Cut! And, like, they do it, and you're like, what the... Is this, like, legit? And he's like, yeah. And he's, like, okay, take two. And he goes down and he punches him again and his head pops back even further. And he's like, who fucking hired this guy? And then they say like, what, like take 26 yeah. or something like that. It jumped up significantly and he finally punches his head off and it's on his fist.
Like sticks to his hand. He's just...
And he throws it at the screen. And while he's throwing it at the screen, he's flipping it off. It's actually well done. It's pretty funny.
I'm watching it right now.
Because you just don't see stuff like that. Like, you know, it's like you always see like the super violent things. But to have something pretty funny, especially from Johnny Cage, I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you know, something that doesn't ever happen.
I don't like fighting games, but this is pretty.
Yeah.
It looks good.
It looks nice.
It looks really good.
I can watch this on ESPN.
So there's been this big push for Mortal Kombat 11 to put like a non-violent character in there or something. And I saw one of them, like some, there was a petition to put Shaggy from Scooby-Doo in there.
They should put Shaggy the rapper.
The rapper?
Like he like brutally, like the most brutal fucking finishing move ever. And he's just like, he wanted me.
He wanted me.
Yeah.
Oh no! But hold on.
Who is this in this move? He calls someone out, and it looks like a younger Johnny Cage.
Yeah, that's his stunt double.
Stunt double.
Okay.
Yeah, the stunt double. Yeah.
He's so all old now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had to age him because
he's got chainsaw.
How long he's been going on?
He's got a steel hand.
Steel.
Wait, the stunt double was old?
No. I'm just saying they had to age Johnny Cage, and show like his younger one coming in and helping him out. But I think it's pretty cool, like how the game has evolved so much that. To where we're at right now, I think it just looks great. It looks like it's going to be fun to play.
Are you going to get it? I haven't played a Mortal Kombat game forever.
Beat that dude with an Oscar.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was even in there. Yeah. And that's one of the things like he always mentions is in his game. Like, I get an Oscar for all this acting that I've done. Like, yeah, it's pretty funny. I'll probably get it just because my sister really likes it. And so I tend to play it with them. I'm all about Mortal Kombat.
Who else was on the non-violent players list? I think we were talking about this at work.
What do you mean non-violent? I think
there were people that wanted non-violent characters in there.
Besides Shaggy.
Mr. Boombastic?
I can't remember. Ooh. I just know Shaggy was the one that got like the biggest push.
What about Eleven from Stranger Things? That'd be cool.
That'd be
beat a little girl?
Yeah.
He beat a little girl up?
I know the one that they're really pushing to get in it is Spawn. Like, that's one of the biggest names.
They already did that with fucking the other one, Soul
Calibur.
Yeah,
but it's not, like, you don't get to do finishers in that. And that's, the biggest thing. Like, you can do, like, these badass fatalities.
You could do some cool stuff with the chains and the cape.
Yeah.
That'd be badass.
Spawn?
Yeah.
But he's violent.
Yeah. But no. We were just saying, like,
C-3PO.
Some characters. There you go.
There's your non-violent. He's a conscientious objector.
Oh, dear. He just runs away the whole time.
Just like 3 minutes of you chasing down a robot trying to kill it.
Until the clock runs out.
Who else would be in the cool, like the dude? Speaking of conscientious objectors.
The dude?
Yeah.
I don't want to fight, man.
This aggression will not stand.
Unchecked aggression will not stand.
Just standing there with a cocktail the whole time.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I got a beverage here. It'd be pretty great.
Right? I like it. His finishing movie is that thing where he's waving the bowling ball at the nihilist result.
Oh, yeah.
No, he could call in.
Take the money, man.
Walter comes in and bites a dude's ear off.
There you go.
What is it? You want a toe? I can get you a toe.
Just goes over there, cuts Scorpion's toe off with polish.
That would be amazing. He cuts his toe off and then he polishes it. There you go, man. I got you a toe.
Oh, shit.
That shit would be funny.
Chester, hit me.
All right. There's a list of the. Okay, so there's three confirmed TV shows coming to Disney Plus that are Star Wars.
Three?
Three.
There's the Mandalorian show that what's his face is doing.
Mm-hmm.
John
Favreau.
I thought he got another one too. I thought he got two.
He is John Favreau. He can have whatever he wants. He made Iron Man. He can have whatever he wants.
He's the one that started the whole MCU universe.
He really did.
Then we have you remember Cassian Andor from the Rogue One? He was the pilot.
Oh yeah.
He's getting a prequel series.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Your guess is as good as mine.
All right. Space needs more pilots to fly around. racing other pilot ships.
He wasn't that interesting of a character.
He really wasn't. But his robot pal was. He probably made the whole movie.
Wait, is Alan Tudyk going to be in it as the robot?
I don't know.
Because then I'm in.
It doesn't say.
All right.
And finally, they're bringing back Clone Wars.
Yeah?
Really?
Season 7.
Well, that ought to excite the internet. Man, that's been on, what, 4 different networks now?
Probably.
Adult Swim. I think it was on Disney, wasn't it, for a while?
I think so.
Yeah, it's all over the place. Nutflax.
Yep.
Now, is there any violence in that? Like, I know they show them, like, fighting and stuff, but, like...
Not, like, over the top.
They don't show them, like, cutting people in half or cutting an arm off.
Cartoon lightsaber fights, but nothing, like, bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no blood.
No, I was just curious. Like, they're not showing somebody's hand, like, getting chopped off.
They do weirdly show Yoda's boner.
But it's under his robe. It's tasteful.
It's tasteful boner.
It's a tasteful
But he's
boner.
Got huge tanuki balls hanging out the bottom of his robe.
Dragging him. Accidentally crushes his nutsack with his cane. It looks very painful.
It's...
But
That's when he started talking weird. That's in Yoda's prequel. He crushed his balls so bad that it fucked up his speech patterns for the rest of his life.
Right? Ooh, some
jumped on my balls. I did.
There was some torture.
Wow.
My words backwards. They are.
Ice pack. I need.
Oh shit!
Size matters.
Wrap it in a towel, you will.
Yeah, so lots of Star Wars coming. I guess they're gonna take a break after Episode 9, as far as movies go,
and just make more TV shows.
They're just gonna do a shit ton of
TV
still
shows. Disney. I know you're listening. I'm not going to sign up for your service. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work.
Yeah.
You can have all the Marvel and Disney fucking Star Wars, whatever. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Unless they bring back that Aladdin show from the 90s or Gargoyles, then I'm in.
No, Gargoyles. I thought what's his name was going to take that over.
Who?
Jordan. Jordan Peele. He wanted to do
So much right now.
He's very busy.
He wanted to do like a live action.
He's redoing the Twilight Zone.
Have you seen the trailer for that? It actually looks interesting.
The Scary Door.
The Scary Door.
The Scary Door.
What, for the Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
There was a teaser, wasn't there?
YouTube is constantly showing the same ad.
I have YouTube Red, bro. Or, sorry, YouTube Premium or whatever it's called.
Red Tube. Premium?
Yeah.
The only thing that I know that he's been... like really pushing is what is it the us
this is,
it,
is us
this is us
oh no it's just called us it's this right. is us is a different movie
oh that's a tv show
it's a tv this show is a, yeah. yeah it's just called us
he's got that
have you seen that the trailer for us dude
it looks creepy as shit
yeah it does
I still haven't watched his
get out that's really that, good
his white people are bad movie
yeah well it's not
are
white
we,
people are bad no. it's just white people
yeah
are...
we really are we're the worst we've done all the worst things.
Yeah.
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 Have you?
Haven't we?
I don't know.
Apartheid, bro.
Slavery. The Spanish Inquisition.
Mm-hmm.
The Crusades.
The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, but you killed a lot of each other.
Yeah, but the Crusades.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, bro. We're awful. We are just the worst.
Yeah. The Holocaust.
The Holocaust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is pretty bad.
I mean,
I think that was white on white, but still.
What have Mexicans done? Put cilantro on everything. that's
I don't know if that's even Mexicans. That's,
I bet white people did that shit, too.
I think white people are the ones putting cilantro on everything.
Yeah, that's an act of terror.
Right there. That is.
Yeah.
I like cilantro.
Well, you're wrong.
We're talking about the stripper that works at...
If it's her name is Cilantro, she probably works down at Sonny's. She doesn't work at Christie's. Sorry.
Or what's the one that's down the street from us?
What, Diamond Jack's?
There you go.
No, dude.
Cilantro works there.
No wonder her name's Cilantro. All of their names are Daishiki.
Cilantro's Moniqua. Cilantro's on everything.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like a black cross dresser.
Did you bring your purse in here? Oh, God.
Why is your purse warm? Oh.
for that, do I? No? Okay, just keep going.
Just keep going.
What were we talking? What the fuck were we talking about?
We always go off on these.
Jesus
tangents.
Christ.
You should know better. We always do
Star Wars on Disney Plus.
Oh.
And cilantro.
Oh, we're talking about all the bad stuff white people did.
I don't know. I haven't read all these articles because I'm not that interested, but there's like the future of Marvel. What is it? Marvel's Disney Plus TV shows are the key to MCU's post-endgame future.
Oh, so when they do, so after the next movie, they'll reboot the whole universe because all of the actors are now getting too old or they don't want to do it anymore.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to reset time and everyone will be a different actor.
Yeah, that's how they'll do it. We'll do it with the new Disney thing.
Except
that's how they'll reset
the
universe.
Except for the ones who don't want to retire from Marvel?
Well, no, I heard rumors that there's a Black Widow movie, I think. We already knew that.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then they wanted to do like a female-centric, like all of them, like Black Widow.
Oh, yeah. The
chick from Black Panther and like all of the big-time chicks from the Marvel Universe.
The Ladyfingers or something?
Yeah, and put the movie on their own.
The Ladyfingers.
Their own movie called The Ladyfingers. Oh, shit. That's great. That's super.
Yeah, good. But there's a lot of them that they're trying to push right now. So, like, obviously, Guardians of the Galaxy.
There's Guardians 3 is coming out.
Yeah. Well, it's on hold right now, but they know that they're going to do it.
They could do a Me Too movement Avengers.
And then Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. There's one more Spider-Man.
Where the Avengers go after, like, Weinstein and Cosby.
Really? Me Too Avengers.
Me Too movement Avengers.
Are they going to team up with, what is the one with DC's? The Suicide Squad, but it's all the girls.
But it's only chicks.
Yeah,
isn't
like
it Birds of Prey.
Birds of Prey. There
birds
you go.
Of prey.
Lady Birds of Prey.
They're gonna tag team them. So it's just like
some of those chicks weren't even birds. That's false advertisement. It's like Black Canary, and like other people.
Black Cat.
It's like. They're not even birds.
Yeah, because Harley Quinn's in it.
She's not even a bird.
She's not a bird.
Huntress? She's not a bird. Wasn't she in there too? I don't know.
I don't know who's in it. I don't care.
Zatanna? I don't know. She's not a bird either.
I don't know.
She
man.
Could be a bird.
I don't
she's
know
a magician.
Disney characters.
Yeah, you're right. They are technically. Actually, Zatanna's a DC character. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway.
I don't bother to learn women's names.
I wouldn't, honestly.
You know, they're just going to be gone in the morning.
Wait a minute.
They better be anyway.
Birds of Prey is DC. What am I talking about? Anyways, okay.
Did I mess you up?
Yeah, I'm too.
I'll tell you what, this nasty ass juniper beer is messing me up.
Is it?
I'm trying to get through it as quick as possible, but it's 7%.
Just pour it on the floor.
All right.
Where's the dog?
Where's your dog?
You can mop with this shit.
Make my house smell great. Do you got any more news over there?
I have so many TV shows to talk about.
Well, you better hurry because this show is almost over.
Gremlins animated series.
What? No, come on.
Yep.
What?
Gremlins animated series.
Why?
Watchmen series.
No.
The Watchmen's going to, what, HBO?
Halo series.
Maybe.
Yeah, I heard about that.
There's already a Halo series called Red vs. Blue.
Yeah. Right?
It's the definitive Halo series.
Everybody, if you're going to watch anything Halo, go watch that, Red vs. Blue.
I think it's on Netflix.
It is.
Yeah.
The Tick Season 2 actually looks really
good. Okay, you know what? I will give one of those.
I'll watch that.
Right there.
AMC is currently working on a third Walking Dead series.
Why?
Because it's all they've got. Nobody watches anything else on AMC.
Not everybody, but that Better Call Saul, I guess, is pretty good.
That's a good show.
I haven't watched it, but it's...
Breaking Bad was fantastic. I really like Better Call Saul.
They're coming out with the Breaking Bad movie.
Yeah, I heard that, but it focuses on
Jesse
after the fact.
Yep.
Okay.
Instead of a prequel, so they could somehow shove Walter in there.
Break Bad.
He's gonna.
He was bad to begin with.
But now he's good.
He helped Walter break bad.
I don't even know what breaking bad means.
It means going evil.
Going clear.
Yeah. Going clear.
Like a Scientologist.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to talk about so I can do this contest giveaway?
No, that's it.
Oh, no, that's it.
It's all the TV shows. I mean, I can find more. You want me to find more?
Yeah, go find a whole bunch more.
No, the only other thing that I want to talk about is, just so you guys know, the Division 2 beta came out. You guys can try it. I'll be on there. You can add me.
What's your name?
Murderface.
Murderface.
Add you.
Is
where?
That literally what it is?
Murderface 55.
Okay. Is there a space?
No.
Murder is spelled with an A?
With an A.
There you go.
Murderface 55.
Are You Afraid of the Dark is getting a TV miniseries revival.
That's dumb. Why? Those kids are too old now. They're not even hot anymore.
They're trying to bring back the nostalgia, bro.
I know. They just prey on our nostalgia, and it's pathetic. I can't wait to watch Hellboy. Well, we didn't talk about those trailers.
I know.
They're renaming it Are You Afraid of R. Kelly?
Yes. It's just a bunch of young girls.
Demonetized.
Oh, man.
Right before, we watched the trailers for Dark Phoenix and Hellboy, and they look primo. I don't know what the internet's bitching about. The internet bitches about everything.
They do.
And they both look fantastic, and I can't wait to watch them.
I like what they did with Hellboy. Like, what they took away from the other one, yeah, it was good.
It worried the shit out of me, because I fucking love Hellboy.
I did, too. I did, too. But watching this trailer, it actually gives you some excitement. Like, I like the villain. I like the way...
I like the villain, too. There's a lot of chest in that. I mean, I didn't think Mia Jovovich had tits, but...
just watching my reaction to finish...
Color me wrong.
Color me wrong.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
No, but I think like all the bad guys or whatever that he's going to be fighting with, I think it looks pretty cool.
It does. And when he like looks all evil and his horns grow out and he's got the flame in between air and he's got that flaming sword, he looks badass.
He looks cool. I mean, he looks a lot like Ron Perlman.
Yes, he does.
But uglier.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, well, grittier. I
think the Ron Perlman one was a lot like the comics, because the comics are like kind of crudely drawn. It's like a lot. He doesn't look all craggy. He's like smoother.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's what the Ron Perlman one did. This one is more, I guess, realistic. Like, this is probably what something that crawled out of hell.
He's got like plus he's like been fighting monsters for his whole life. He's got scars.
Probably been punched in his face once or twice.
He wasn't wearing his scars guard, so he's
God,
got,
damn it!
He's all scarred up.
All right, can we do this?
Yes.
Let's do this. Let's do the winner.
Do
of
the giveaway.
All right.
Nobody's watching, but do it anyway.
I'm gonna do it. Number 9.
Number 9
is finally, it's Christopher Ball.
Ooh,
Hold on.
C-Ball.
He has 4 entries on here. He actually did
everything. Are you serious?
He did everything this week or last week. He did the comment, the share, the like, and the Patreon. So
nice.
He's got 4 entries. And only like 8 people entered this month. So he like...
So
he had like a 1 in 3 chance of winning.
He's going to win no matter what.
So good job.
Good job, Chris.
Nice.
Good job.
Congratulations.
Well deserved.
Oh, it was for Anthem, by the way, if you didn't know.
Yeah, I know.
What are we giving away next month?
I don't know. That box, the loot box of stuff that I have laying around my house.
Your box is no fun.
I mean, look, I got all those. I still have to give away all of those appliances up there.
We had that camera that doesn't work. That
what's up there? There's like an immersion blender.
Yeah, so I see the blender. I see a coffee pot. I see there's some cabling. I don't know. Is that Santa?
What are you talking about?
No, that's Blank Man and...
Blunt Man and Chronic?
Yeah,
Blunt Man. I got those action figures. We'll give those away. Those are mint. They're still in the box.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't give those away.
Devil May Cry is coming out. Could give that away.
Chester, I already started the end of the show. This is the end of the show music.
Division 2, that comes out.
You guys, I already did that. This is the end of the show music.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
The new season pass for Rocket League.
Don't forget to get over to our website, nofunshow.com. Listen to all of our older episodes. And look at my amazing Photoshops. I've been doing a really good job lately.
Crackdown 3.
They've been fantastic.
The Bowser one, dude. I like it.
That was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
He started with a picture of some folders.
And I drew everything around it.
Everything around it.
All those people in that conference room, I drew all of them.
That's perfect.
Using a mouse.
The windows, the reflections. Yeah.
You do that on a CAD?
No, I did MS Paint.
MS Paint?
Yeah.
Just a mouse. The thing that you hate the most at work. Yeah. You're like, I wish I didn't have to use this. And you did that. Good job.
Yeah. I thought you 3D rendered every single person in that.
No. No, those are 2D.
Wow.
Yeah. No big deal.
That's impressive.
This is going to, someone's going to go over there and be like, these guys are full of shit. we're going to get over to our Facebook page. We'll be giving something away next month. And it, honestly, I really do want to give something away in my house because that's funny. who knows? Maybe it'll be Chester. You can win Chester next month.
Oh, there's a game called Fun Fun Animal Park.
Hey, did you say that tooth?
Episode 67. I'm Ryan.
We could give away that tooth, Chester.
American Ninja Warrior, the game. Oh, I'm Chester.
And I'm Lorenzo.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Bye.